This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This was remarkable. I mean, Liz Cheney took a flamethrower to the big lie.
We dispelled the thick fog of propaganda that Trump and his supporters continue to emit about what happened.
Yay us. Pat on the back. Pat on the back. Come on.
But what did happen exactly on January 6th? What's the truth of that day? Well, that's still unknown. From the extensive video we have of January 6th, it's clear that some in the crowd, more than a few, were encouraging protesters to breach the Capitol, to commit felonies.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning, then vanish as quickly as they appear. Perhaps the answer will come someday soon.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wall Street saying we could see $6 a gas by the end of the summer.
It's because Vladimir Putin decided to take on this irresponsible war.
That's a lie. A dirty lie.
Not true. I mean, we're not producing as much as we did under President Trump. They hate fossil fuels.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're broadcasting from WFEA studios. Today was the 90th birthday of WFEA, the first radio station in New Hampshire, way back when, and we were out there at the towers. It was very interesting to see all the old artifacts of a vanished era in radio. Started out as 1360, and then it became 1370 around World War II, which is what it is today, and now it's got an FM translator, and we've had a good time on the road here. We thank everybody who's been our hosts, whether it's WGAN in Portland yesterday and today WFEA, both of them Saga-owned stations. And we also thank all of our we had great food. I had great food with the mailroom manager at Ken's place in Scarborough yesterday afternoon, a wonderful restaurant, my favorite seafood restaurant. And then last night, Maria's Restaurante in Portland.
And everybody here at the stations have been so supportive and kind, and they've been very helpful. Mm-hmm. So we thank them for letting us use the spots.
Yeah, and you know, when we arrived this morning at WFEA, I saw Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, and he was talking to Ted Gatsas, the former mayor of Manchester, who's now on the executive council. And you know what they were talking about, Grace?
January 6th?
That's a good guess.
Adam Schiff. Liz Cheney.
No, they were talking about gas prices.
Oh, really?
And I said, Chris, I said, compared to Maine, compared to Massachusetts, I drove past several gas stations just now where the price is still under $5. And he said, it's an amazing thing, isn't it, when you're happy that a gas price is under $5, how bad are things? They're pretty bad. And that was before the stock market went down 880 points or whatever it did. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
When do we get primetime congressional hearings about our completely porous southern border?
I think those are coming in January or February. That'll be part of the impeachment of Brandon.
They didn't want to wait until Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, there are a lot of other problems. I mean, what about all the fentanyl epidemic, which is part and parcel of the open southern border? How about the fact that people's retirements are being destroyed on a daily basis from these insane monetary policies that make zero sense unless you're trying to hurt the people of the United States, which it increasingly seems that's the Democrat playbook, is to just crush the population, or the population that works for a living, as much as possible before the November elections. By the way, we're sold out of the 110 Grill. We've been sold out for a while, but they always do well, and it's a great place, and think about it for Father's Day, and if you even if you're not going to take dad there for Father's Day, it's a great gift. It's a great present for a gift certificate, even at a regular even at the regular price.
For those of us who did not watch the sham hearing last night, let me summarize. Trump, Trump, Trump.
Yes, brought to you by the same people who gave you the Russian collusion hoax, the Ukrainian perfect phone call hoax, and a host of other hoaxes. But this time you can trust them because they've decided to tell the truth. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company, always offering better pay rates and great benefits with many drivers averaging $100,000 a year. Go to heart-trans.com. That's H-A-R-T-T, H-A-R-T-T with two T's. heart-trans.com.
We were so close. We were almost there. We were almost finally built back better. And then that damn Putin had to invade the Ukraine. No joke.
I mean it. My word is a Biden. It's all his fault.
Kavanaugh and Gorsuch released the whirlwind. All Eric Swalwell did was break the wind.
That's pretty funny, but he would never say something that witty.
January 6th, to quote a swamp rat, what difference does it make now?
Right. Well, they're saying that all these cops were killed, but it's just totally untrue. Let's play cut five from Tucker.
So how'd they get to five? Well, CBS is counting the suicides of local police officers who took place after January 6th. In some cases, long after January 6th. Suicide, unfortunately, is pretty common among cops. Policing is a tough job, as we've noted. But in these specific cases, the one CBS is referring to, the chief of Washington, D.C.'s police department told the New York Times that actually he had no idea if his officers were driven to kill themselves by January 6th. CBS just made that up.
It is, after all, the network of 60 Minutes and Dan Rather and fake but accurate news.
Lovey, whilst watching that goat rodeo last night, I couldn't help but think, if I'd still been in the Senate on January 6th, I could have gotten me another Purple Heart. Would that it were.
Yeah, you could have worn your lucky cap to try to ward off those nasty MAGA people that were unarmed, by the way.
Don't forget that Ted Lieu grabbed his crowbar during January 6th.
That's right. He did grab his crowbar. He wouldn't leave without his protein bar. He didn't leave the office.
Oh, that's right. It was a crowbar. CNN told me it was a crowbar.
Very fake news.
Starting Sunday, we don't have to test for COVID to come back into this country from abroad. Finally, we get the illegal alien treatment from Brandon.
Yeah, they were reading through the Constitution, trying to figure out what the rights they were going to take away from Americans. And someone said, "Hey, did you guys know there's something called the 14th Amendment? It calls for equal rights under the law. Everyone is to be treated equally." And the other one said, "Even illegal aliens, our amigos, the people we're giving all the money to."
There's only one thing I learned last night. The January 6th committee seems to really, really want Ron DeSantis to be our next president.
Yes. I don't think they... I think they're just acting out. Did you hear that the cut from Raskin, by the way, when he's saying that we finally cut through the fog of lies? I mean, again, talk about projection. I mean, this is nothing but a pack of bold-faced lies that they're putting out there. And play another Tucker cut. Cut two.
The whole thing is insulting. In fact, it's deranged, and we're not playing along. This is the only hour on an American news channel that will not be carrying their propaganda live. They are lying, and we are not going to help them do it. What we will do instead is to try to tell you the truth. We've attempted to do that since the day this happened. We hated seeing vandalism at the U.S. Capitol a year and a half ago, and we said so at the time. But we did not think it was an insurrection because it was not an insurrection. It was not even close to an insurrection.
And where was Ray Epps watching it? Did he have a kegger last night? Did he go down to the pack?
Cop, if he's a cop, he's like obligated to tell you. It's in the Constitution.
Would that it were, as John Kerry would say. Would that it were.
Plugs told Kimmel he got 81 million votes, even though half were hidden inside of totes. Joe is well aware the election was unfair and couldn't care less as he sits there and gloats.
He didn't watch it, by the way, he said this morning. He said he had, well...
If only he had watched, it would be 19 million and one viewers.
Yeah, cut four.
You're going to hear a lot more. I didn't get to watch them last night because I was doing other business. But I tell you what, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. B almost fired Hazel a couple of times. And then little Billy Buntrock got into trouble at school. There was a Hazel marathon, and I watched every last one of those episodes. What a great...
Webster's Dictionary have amended the definition of the word whirlwind to include attempted assassination.
That's excuse me, Chuck Schumer said to Gorsuch and Kavanaugh that you will reap the whirlwind. That's, I don't know how else to describe it. I think that caller is absolutely right.
Captain, rarely does the sequel outperform the initial installment of a film. I found that to be so true last night. 2000 Mules was much better than the primetime mockumentary sponsored by Make America Grown Again's 2000 Tools. I reclaim my time.
Make America Grown Again. I like that.
$5 gallons of gas at the pump. $5 gallons of gas. You voted for Joe, you friggin' schmo. $5 gallons of gas at the pump.
I know. They deserve it. But what about the rest of us? What about those of us who could see this coming? What about those of us who could see the stitches on the ball as
that
it came in?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
617 says blatant mendacity. That describes that hearing. Blatant mendacity. Open and gross mendacity. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Leave your message, press 2 and leave your message. And we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd like to hear a second Chump Line, you have an opportunity because we save all the messages we didn't use just now when we play them at Chopped Chumps on Chopped Chumps. That's the second Chump Line of the day, and it's posted every evening, weekdays, around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company, always offering better pay raises and great benefits with many drivers averaging $100,000 a year. Go to hart-trans.com, H-A-R-T-T with two T's, hart-trans.com.
$5 gallons of gas at the pump. $5 gallons of gas. You voted for Joe, you friggin' schmo. $5 gallons of gas at the pump.
And no baby formula either. And probably a lot of other things that are bothering you. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the three top uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark Paul Rizzo or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand, and there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie, three. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Time now for the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by HelloFresh, my secret to a stress-free summer. HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes featuring the season's ripest fruits and veggies right to my door. So I get to spend less time at the grocery store and more time relaxing. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What are you more likely to be talking about at your kitchen table tonight? Gas prices, the baby formula shortage, others' empty store shelves, crime, or January 6th?
Probably all of the above except for January 6th, but I'm going to say gas.
85% say gas, 6% say other empty store shelves, 7% say crime, and 1% each for baby formula and January 6th.
You know, they decided to put a new not-so-fresh face forward rather than letting Schiff run the show again, because he is just such a congenital liar. Even if you don't pay much attention, you've seen him lying a few hundred times over the last few years. So they put this guy, Benny Thompson, the black guy from Mississippi. And so he starts talking about how the Republicans are like the Ku Klux Klan. By the way, he's a member of the Democrat Party, which founded the Ku Klux Klan, and which also brought us Jim Crow, massive resistance. The last senator to be a member of the Ku Klux Klan was a Democrat, Robert Byrd. The last member of the Ku Klux Klan to be on the Supreme Court was a Democrat, a former Democrat senator by the name of Hugo Black, appointed by a Democrat president, who also okayed the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. And Hugo Black, the Klansman, wrote an opinion on the Supreme Court saying it was okay. But the Republicans are the racists, just as Benny Thompson. This David Marcus had a great Twitter feed on this. I'm excited to hear the opposing side's opening statement. Oh, wait. Clip of Bill Barr saying things Bill Barr has said on TV for 2 years. Compelling. Democracy was about to end in America. We have proof. We'll show it to you later. They hired a producer for this. And finally, today, after the inflation report comes out, can we have a primetime hearing on how to fix inflation? No, we can't. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al. You there, Al? Al's gone. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, I'm a little confused. I'm getting old, but how can these be Putin's price hikes when we ain't buying, or is it heist price? Well, we're not buying gas and oil from Russia, so, you know, we're not paying them any money at all. Really?
Well, they're not price hikes anymore, Dave. They've changed the terminology after some big-time focus group polling. They're now Putin's tax increases. Putin, you didn't know this, Dave, but Putin is apparently in the Congress. And I guess he's on the House Ways and Means Committee, because that's where the tax hikes have to come out of, or any kind of tax bills. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Well, we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Taxes. Who knew? Who knew? I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Okay, inflation is through the roof. The stock market is in the toilet. Things are looking bad all around on the economic front, but at least you can have a chance to win $50 every day, twice a day, once on my show, once on Grace's show. All you got to do is go to our website, howiecarshow.com, howiecarshow.com, and enter your name, your email address, I should say, on our mailing list. And once you're entered, you will be eligible to win $50 a day every weekday from my show and from Grace's show. That's all you have to do. Doesn't matter if you've been on for 2 hours or 2 years, you're entered to win as long as your email address is on our email list. And our winner today is Lane. That's a female Lane, I think. But it could, anyway, if your name is Lane, check your emails. And if you have an email from store@howiecarshow.com, you probably have won. You probably have won $50. So that, and that message will tell you how to collect your money. Go to your email and look for a message from store@howiecarshow.com. And again, just go to our website, howiecarshow.com, get on the email list, and you'll be entered to win. Now it's that time of the week. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery. So stand by for trouble and suspense. Stand by for adventure.
All right, you know how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. Every Friday evening at this time, we read the funniest entries that you guys send in to grace@howiecarshow.com. They can be stories about out of your local daily or weekly newspaper, or increasingly a story that you saw online or on the internet somewhere. It just has to be a somewhat funny story involving the local police department or some local police department. Send it to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion. The two winning entries get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of Kennedy Babylon 1. We had a listener today who came up to us and told us that she was laughing out loud while she was reading it. So I think it's a good one to give away.
Thank you. Yes, it is a good one, and it's a great Father's Day gift too. If you're looking for something to give your father, you can get it again at howiecarshow.com and click on store, and you can get it. Kennedy Babylon 1, Kennedy Babylon 2, and lots of other great gifts.
All right, so here are the runners up. Florida Burger King employee throws drink at customers during argument.
Were they having an argument over whether or not the kid was going to get to use the internet? The Wi-Fi, excuse me.
This is out of Hollandale Beach, Florida. It's usually when these things happen, it's the customers who are acting up.
Yes.
I was telling Howie today, I was at a Dunkin' Donuts, and I saw a sign that said, please be nice to our employees. We're happy they're showing up and serving you. And I have no issue with that because I think that's true. You know, these.
Right. But you get angry when you're in a line and there's only one person there, but you don't think that you shouldn't be angry at the one person who's there.
Yeah.
You should be angry at the person who's just decided to stop working and is finishing life at home in his spare time.
But in this case, at Hollandale Beach, Florida, a confrontation at a South Florida Burger King ended in controversy after an employee threw drinks at the customers going through the drive-thru. According to NBC Miami, it started on Tuesday around 12:30 a.m.
Of course it did.
When Melody Gomez and her boyfriend, I've never seen this name before, so I'm going to butcher it. It's E-L-I-E-R. Ellier?
I don't know. Ellier. Yeah, that's getting close enough, I guess.
We're waiting for their food in the drive-thru. The couple was reportedly arguing with the employee over some missing drinks from their order. If you was missing a Coke, you should have said when you was sitting here, the employee said to the customer in the video. I told you, the customer responds.
Oh, this is a direct quote.
At some point, yeah, that was a direct quote.
You was.
At some point, while waiting for the drinks, an employee threw two drinks at them from the drive-thru window. Gomez told NBC6 the employee later threw a slushie at her, hitting her in the face. I wasn't even aware that Burger King had slushies.
Nor was I.
The things you learn. When Elliot posted the video online, NBC 6 reported people pointed out that he, along with others in the car, used racial slurs when arguing with the employee. He said, "I use it as an expression, not as a racist or trying to offend someone." This is a real mystery because they don't say what the slur is, but he says, "I use it as an expression." All right, moving on, but staying in Florida, pair arrested on drug charges at adult arcade in Lady Lake.
I don't know what an adult arcade is.
I don't either. And you know what? This story doesn't tell us anything about what an adult arcade is. So if anyone knows...
There are these things now. They're bars/arcades. I think that's what it alludes to. You can get drunk and play old school arcade games. It's like a grown-up fun spot.
Got it. Okay, so two people...
You know, the word adult, though, has a different connotation. I think that's an unfortunate... unfortunate branding going on.
Yeah. Two people were arrested on drug charges at an adult arcade in Lady Lake. The sheriff deputy spotted a dark colored pickup shortly before 11 p.m. A check on the license plate revealed the truck's registered owner was wanted on a Lake County warrant. A short time later, 29-year-old John Wesley Walker walked out of the adult arcade and got into his truck.
John Wesley. I love it when they name him after the Methodist leader, like John Wesley Harding.
He's a spiritual
guy. Title of a Bob Dylan song. he was an outlaw in the West.
He was found to be in possession of a smoking device, which contained a substance which tested positive for THC. And they also found a woman was involved in this, and she had a purse in the vehicle that belonged to Walker's female companion, 56-year-old Lori Jean McCoy. The purse contained a substance which tested positive for methamphetamine.
John Wesley Harding was a friend to the poor. He was never known to hurt an honest man.
He was a friend to Lori Jean McCoy as well.
That's John Wesley, whatever his last name was.
Another story from Lady Lake, and this is the Villages, I think, like near the Villages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is this the golf story?
No, this is a pit bull story.
A pit bull in the Villages?
Yeah, Lady
there
Lake.
There goes the neighborhood.
Lady Lake woman facing
a human being.
Negligence charge after pit bull bites deputy's leg. So Sasha Marie Steen, a lot of full long names here, 48-year-old Sasha Marie Steen of Lady Lake opened a door and let out three dogs. A large pit bull charged toward a deputy and bit his right leg near his calf muscle. A smaller black and white dog also bit the deputy. The pit bull returned and bit the deputy a second time, which caused swelling the size of a tennis
ball.
Why were the
deputies at Lady Lake?
They were serving a felony warrant.
On the girl? On the woman?
Yes, on the woman. Sasha.
What was Sasha's alleged crime?
It doesn't actually say. It just says that they were serving her. But it does add in that the deputy used pepper spray on the dogs and they ran back into the house. Steen, that would be Sasha Steen, made no effort to stop the dogs, the report said. She admitted she knew the dogs are protective.
They're just a human being.
Care to guess, and I'm only going to give you one guess. Where Sasha Marie Steen hails from originally.
Massachusetts?
Ding, ding, ding. Very good,
where?
Sir. It just says Massachusetts native. Awkward arrest sees naked man and woman in towel arrest.
Wait a second. If they were in a towel, they weren't naked.
A naked man and woman in a towel were arrested in Polk County,
Florida.
Oh,
a naked man and a naked woman and a woman in a towel.
Yes.
Okay.
When sheriff's deputies picked a particularly awkward moment to make a felony arrest, the 29-year-old suspect, a man, was in his shower with a female friend when deputies showed up. It happened on May 30th at a home in Highland City, 40 miles east of downtown Tampa.
Not my neighborhood.
There you go. A couple of deputies knocked. I just like you to say that because I know that's what everyone in their cars is worried about. How close is it to Howie? A couple of deputies knocked on the front door and a woman answered wearing nothing but a towel and appeared wet, the sheriff's office said. These deputies weren't detectives, but their keen investigative skills led them to believe she had just gotten out of the shower. She told the deputies that nobody else was in the house, and she even told deputies to come in and look if they wanted. A search followed, leading deputies to a locked...
No, a search ensued.
A search ensued, leading deputies to a locked bedroom door. The woman told deputies that she did not have a key, which prompted a deputy to go outside and climb through the bedroom window.
He didn't go outside. He went into a wooded area.
Once inside, the deputy found a wet, naked man hiding behind a door.
Oh, my.
Yeah. This is a really weird story.
Was the woman arrested, too? The wet woman in a towel?
No. For trying to, like, hide a fugitive?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Geico must pay $5.2 million to a woman who got HPV from sex in a man's insured car.
I didn't understand this story.
I didn't either. I thought there was going to be some point where I understood it, but there's not. Geico must pay a Missouri woman, Missouri, as Joe Biden likes to call it, $5.2 million after she caught HPV from unprotected sex with her then-boyfriend in his insured automobile. The multi-million dollar payout against the insurance company is causing a stir. The woman said that she engaged in unprotected sexual activities in insured vehicle in November and December 2017.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico appealed, claiming it never had a chance to contest the claim. But they're saying Geico did have the time. The insurance company has no right to relitigate those issues now and appeal, the court said. They're still going to fight this. $5.2
million?
I know, it's crazy. This woman made out like a bandit.
Good Lord. What was the name of the pit bull, by the way, that attacked the deputy?
Rex.
Rex. Okay, that's a good dog.
Do you want to know the name of the smaller one, too?
No, what was the name of the smaller black and white one?
Jasper.
Jasper. Okay, that's a good name, Jasper.
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the 110 Grill, and what a great day to talk about the 110 Grill, because we just had the most delicious cheeseburgers. We all got cheeseburgers, the mailroom manager, Howie, myself. I got the sweet potato fries because I love those, but Howie got the classic French fries, and it's all so delicious. They have 35
huge
locations.
Burger.
Yeah, very good portion. 35 locations in the Northeast, and you're sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too, so if you're watching your waistline, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com. And what time do we have right now? I'm sorry, I don't have a clock.
5:46.
Okay, so we'll end here, and I've got two really good winners, maybe a third.
All right. And by the way, congratulations to everybody who got the gift certificates from the 110 Grill. But we will have more cheap bastard deals going forward with the 110 Grill and a lot of other great places as well. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
Ow! All right. It's time now for the winners, or maybe even a runner-up or two, of Police Blotter Facts Friday. And Grace is here with the, are these the runners-up or just going straight to the winners?
I'll give you a quick runner-up here. Man unhappy with haircut allegedly shoots Kansas City barber. A shooting that began inside a Kansas City barber shop and left an employee injured was allegedly carried out by a customer who was unhappy with his haircut. Vernie O. Dickens was charged Friday. Vernie. You don't hear that name all the time. Vernie.
Is this story culled out of a 1857 newspaper?
Witnesses told police that they overheard an argument involving Dickens about the haircut he got at the shop the day prior. He was not charged for the job and returned to have the cut corrected. The barber who cut his hair the day before was not at the shop. After another barber asked him to take a seat and wait, Dickens allegedly became agitated and began yelling. All right, now.
Were the words "dag gum" ever spewed out of this man's mouth?
No, he said, "What the Sam Hill were you thinking about?" You remember when I got the bad haircut right before the Republican convention in 2016?
How could I forget? I've tried to forget.
Did I ever say I was going to commit violence against
no,
the
you
person?
Didn't.
No.
But that's because you're a very peaceful person.
And I said, you know, I got the cheapest haircut in town, and you get what you pay for.
All right.
I learned my lesson.
These are the winners. Two people rescued after falling in tank full of chocolate. Say it, Howie.
Chocolate.
Chocolate in Pennsylvania.
Was it dark chocolate or milk chocolate or white chocolate?
Well, It's funny you should ask, because it happened at the Mars M&M factory in Pennsylvania. So I would say it would probably milk. I think most of their M&M's.
So it's an M&M factory.
Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Taylor, I wish you could have seen Howie's face right then. He was picturing himself submerged in a tank of chocolate. Wow.
I was thinking of my...
My beautiful chocolate.
I was thinking I would, if I've got to fall into a vat of chocolate, I hope it's not M&M chocolate. I hope I get better chocolate than that.
Yeah, you don't want to
do
it.
Don't just stand there. Do something. Help. Police. Murder.
I mean, that's not to say I won't eat an M&M under extreme social pressure.
Oh, I've seen you eat them. Augustus Gloop, though. That's what this reminds me of. That's
I don't
scary
like the
scene.
Look of it.
Both patients were transported to the hospital. One patient was transported to the hospital by ground. Another was transported by helicopter. But here's the thing. It's unclear how the people fell into the chocolate tank.
But was it, were they regular M&Ms or were they peanut M&Ms?
I'm guessing they were regular, because that would be a whole another problem.
For the listeners, there's a whole Smothers Brothers song about I fell into a vat of chocolate, if they want to look that one up.
that's your weekend homework. They had to cut a hole in the side of the tank to get them out. I wonder, I bet there was a guy there like Willy Wonka who was saying, my chocolate!
Dive in, save him!
Oh, it's too late.
Too late!
He's had it now, the suction's got him.
All right, last one here. Houston man raps about robbing ATMs on YouTube, later is arrested after allegedly robbing an ATM.
This is an FBG Cash who was mowed down couple of days ago in Chicago.
No, this is his name. His rap name
he was a member of the Flyboy Gang, by the way.
His rap name is Jug God.
Jug God? Did he know Billionaire Black and Young Mello?
Prescription this, Jugs.
The name could be in reference
to Wooksy.
The name could be in reference to jugging. Jugging is when burglars follow unsuspecting victims home from banks, malls, or restaurants to steal. Riley, who uses a stage name on YouTube, recently shared a music video called Make It Home. In the video, he raps about frequently robbing ATMs out of state. The lyrics described having thousands of dollars in their vehicle, praying to avoid the chase and making it home. And this is what the sheriff said. If you're going to rap about it, then turn around and be about it and get caught. That's on you. Said the head of the police officers union, you shouldn't do stupid crap and you definitely shouldn't violate the law and talk about it.
That sounds like some early version of a rap song right there.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what, Grace, that's good stuff. And
thank you, Howie.
And we have Dr. Matt the Vet coming up.
You
right
could ask
now.
Him about the pit bull story with the pepper spray.
I'm also going to ask him about the, you see the dog, the Belgian Malinois, I guess it's pronounced?
No.
It saved its owner from a mountain lion, but it got clawed up pretty good. But they thought they'd patched it up and it was okay, but the dog went into convulsions and just died.
I saw that. That was sad.
It was a sad story.
It was.
Eva was a good dog.
Rest in peace, Eva.
All right. We'll be back with Dr. Matt. If you got a question for Matt the Vet, get on board now. I'm Howie Carr.